Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on International Paper Co., a leading global producer of renewable fiber-based packaging, pulp, and paper products. With a significant presence in North and South America, Europe, and Asia, International Paper plays a vital role in the global supply chain, providing essential packaging and paper solutions to a wide range of industries. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the packaging and paper industry. Let's dive in.
International Paper has established itself as a key player in the global packaging and paper industry, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like status quo bias and the endowment effect influence their decision-making, particularly in sustainability initiatives and capital investment?
Status quo bias can significantly impact International Paper's decision-making, particularly when it comes to their sustainability initiatives and capital investment strategies. This bias might lead the company to maintain existing practices and technologies, potentially slowing down the adoption of more sustainable or innovative solutions. While this conservative approach helps protect the company from the risks associated with rapid change, it may also limit their ability to stay ahead of environmental regulations and consumer demands for more sustainable products. The endowment effect. Another key factor where International Paper might overvalue their existing assets or production methods, leading to a reluctance to invest in new technologies or processes that could improve efficiency or sustainability. While these biases can ensure stability, they also require careful management to avoid missed opportunities for growth and innovation.
This focus on maintaining stability and protecting existing assets has helped International Paper build a strong, resilient business, appealing to investors who prioritize long-term security and steady returns.
Exactly. International Paper's conservative approach to capital investment and sustainability initiatives has made it a reliable choice for investors seeking stability in the packaging and paper industry. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and explore new opportunities to ensure long-term competitiveness and alignment with global sustainability trends.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at International Paper Co. As a global company with a diverse workforce and customer base, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for International Paper given their global operations and the need to engage with diverse communities and markets. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for developing effective and inclusive business strategies. A diverse workforce can help International Paper better understand the cultural and regional nuances of different markets, leading to more tailored and effective solutions. For investors, the company. Commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are definitely considering DEI as an important factor, especially in industries like packaging and paper, where understanding and addressing diverse market needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, International Paper not only strengthens its ability to operate effectively in diverse markets, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in sustainable and inclusive business practices. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, international paper operates in a highly competitive and regulated global industry. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and environmental regulations, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
International Paper's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and environmental regulations is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the packaging and paper industry. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with changing their core production processes or entering new markets. Status quo bias might make International Paper cautious about adopting new technologies or making significant changes to their operations, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a market that is increasingly focused on sustainability and environmental responsibility. This requires a careful assessment of market trends, regulatory changes, and technological advancements to ensure that their strategies are both effective and sustainable.
This adaptability is key for International Paper, especially as they face competition from both traditional packaging companies and newer, more sustainability-focused firms. Their ability to navigate these challenges is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. International Paper's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established operations, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by environmental regulations and changing consumer expectations.
Now, let's compare International Paper Co. to other companies in the packaging and paper industry like WestRock, Mondi, and Smurfit Kappa. How do International Paper's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
International Paper's dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the packaging and paper industries such as WestRock, Mondi, and Smurfit Kappa, particularly in their approach to sustainability, capital investment, and market adaptation. International Paper's emphasis on maintaining stability and protecting existing assets appeals to investors looking for consistency and long-term security in the packaging industry. WestRock, with its strong focus on innovation and sustainable packaging solutions, appeals to those interested in growth through sustainability. Mondi, known for its integrated supply chain and focus on cost efficiency, offers a more diversified approach, while Smurfit Kappa's emphasis on sustainable packaging and innovation positions it as a leader in the green packaging movement. International Paper's focus on stability and risk management provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being too conservative in a rapidly changing market.
And unlike Smurfit Kappa or Mondi, which have a stronger focus on sustainability and innovation, International Paper's strength lies in its ability to maintain a stable and resilient business model, which has allowed it to weather market fluctuations and regulatory changes.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For International Paper, the focus on stability and risk management provides a unique value proposition in the packaging and paper industry.
To sum up, International Paper Co.'s approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their sustainability initiatives, DEI efforts, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives International Paper's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narrative.